Hello and welcome. This file is called The Ache, and it will give you a little trigger that is going to be triggered by having sore muscles the day after you worked out. And this trigger will make you feel really proud for your achievement and give you some pleasure and make you feel really satisfied, thereby slowly conditioning you and giving you even more motivation to work out again and to push yourself a little bit more the next time. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay down, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax, let go, and let's begin. Now, just close your eyes for me. And imagine you are looking at the light of a candle flickering. And I'm sure you looked at fire before, so you know how relaxing it is. The flames dancing, casting everything around it in shadows and light. And not just any light, really warm light. The most relaxing colors, dancing and flickering hypnotically before your eyes. I'm sure you know how easy it is to lose yourself in the flame, letting your thoughts just easily float and drift through your mind, come and go as they want, while you focus on the flame, watching it shift and change. Dance and flicker. And it's not only peaceful in itself, but most people associate wonderful memories with watching a fire. And it's not unusual to have memories from a really young age, maybe looking at a campfire, feeling so happy and free, having had a wonderful day outside. And then looking at the fire. Maybe you have one of those memories, a wonderful experience, maybe a vacation and sitting around the campfire at night. Or maybe sitting in front of a fireplace, enjoying the warmth of the fire on a cold winter's day. Whatever it is for you, you can just let the peaceful, relaxing sensations come back as you see the flame in your mind, flickering, dancing, relaxing you. And beyond the relaxing properties of fire, there's a special magic of candles. They might have started as a simple light source, but they have changed into so much more. Just think about what we associate with candles, relaxation and peace. They have become a symbol of time you spend all for yourself, enjoying yourself and relaxing. Maybe a candlelight dinner, only you and your date, and nothing else in the world. Nothing matters, nothing can intrude on this magical moment. Maybe you're thinking about a nice warm bath with only warm candlelight, enjoying the peace and relaxation. A moment only for yourself, where the outside world simply ceases to exist in your mind. Or maybe you think about sitting down with candles, a glass of wine, piece of really good chocolate, whatever it is you enjoy the most. Just a wonderful moment for you to let go of all stresses and cares and just relax and enjoy. And I'm sure you know other ways in which candles symbolize a moment of peace, a moment away from the world, just for you to relax and enjoy. And yet, right now, the candle is only in your mind, and I wonder what would draw you down into trance more effectively if you were looking at a real candle dancing in front of your eyes, relaxing you with its warm flickering light, or maybe the candle in your imagination, the one that's already in your mind, created by your mind just for you, so that you know that the only reason for its existence in your mind is to draw you down into a deep, relaxing trance. And if you think about it, in a lot of ways, it's even more than the real candlelight. It's not just any candle, but your perfect candle. You know, your own mind created it just the way you want it to be. Perfect just for you. And it is already in your mind. When you look at a real candle, the gentle flickering light has to travel to your eyes before you see it. The gentle warmth has to travel to your skin before you can feel it. And then it all has to be interpreted by your mind before you can feel how relaxing it is. Your candle, however, is already in your mind, shining its relaxing and peaceful light and spreading its gentle warmth through all of your thoughts, calming and relaxing them, making you feel incredibly peaceful. And if a candle is already a symbol of peace, of time for yourself, how much more relaxing, more peaceful is a candle that exists only in your mind, exists only to relax you down into a deep trance. And right now, as you still look at the candle in your mind, I would like you to imagine something. I'm going to say a word in a little while, and when I say that word, I like you to imagine that you blow out the candle, because there's another side to any candle. At some point, you have to blow it out. And if you're already relaxed right now, focusing on my voice, focusing on the relaxing light flickering in your mind, you will easily become even more relaxed when you just blow it out. It's time to sleep in a little bit. And that's the word I will say to relax you down into trance even more. When I say sleep, you will blow out the candle, because you know it's time to sleep, and you know that you have to extinguish candles before you go to sleep. And you know it's okay, because you can come back and enjoy the wonderful candle anytime you like to. So please get ready to blow out your candle, and as soon as you do, you will just sink down much, much deeper in this peaceful relaxation. I will count down from 3 to 0, and when I reach 0, you will blow it out and sink deep into trance. So get ready for me. 3, 2, 1, 0. Sleep, sleep, let go. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in deep and comfortable trance, and only focused on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to give you a new trigger. Time to change how you perceive your sore muscles the day after you worked out. That's right. Having sore muscles the next day will become a source of deep pride and intense pleasure for you, and maybe even a source of wonderful subspacey joy. That's right. Now, before we begin and change how you're going to perceive having sore muscles the day after you worked out, we are going to make sure that you will always be safe. Now, the first suggestion I like to give to you is that you will always be careful during your workout. That's right. You are going to make sure that you never hurt yourself and that you never overdo it, because you understand that when you overdo it, you need time to heal, time in which you can't work out. So if you overdo it, you're not pushing yourself hard. You're just keeping yourself from the workout you know you really want to do and need to do. That's right. And that's why you're always going to be careful, always making sure you're nicely warmed up and never pushing too hard so you get hurt. And you will be incredibly aware of it whenever you work out, so you will always be safe in your workout and you get the best results possible. That's right. And now it's time. Time to change the sore muscles you have the day after you worked out into a beautiful and wonderful trigger. And in a way, they already are. Because when you feel your sore muscles, it reminds you that you had an amazing workout, that you worked really hard, that you pushed yourself really good, that you had some real progress. That's right. You already understand that the sore muscles on the next day are a sign of a good workout. And yet, we are going to enhance this trigger and make it even better. That's right. It's going to become even more amazing. Now, the first thing you are going to experience whenever you feel your sore muscles is a deep sense of pride. And you might already feel it, because the sore muscles are like a badge of honor. They prove to yourself that you worked out really hard, that you pushed yourself. And because you pushed yourself, you can be proud of yourself. And from now on, this sensation will grow stronger, will become more intense. That's right. Every time you feel your sore muscles, you will feel this pride, because your sore muscles are the proof that you worked really hard, that you pushed yourself, that you worked on yourself, that you have progress. And every time you feel the sore muscles, you will feel this pride. Pride that you kept up the good work. Pride that you worked out hard. Pride that you are working on becoming fitter, on changing yourself, on improving yourself. And unlike a lot of pride people have, this pride is well deserved and well earned. And you have the sore muscles to prove it, that you worked out hard, that you pushed yourself, that you did something to be proud of. And that's why from now on, your sore muscles will become a trigger. A trigger that reminds you that you can be proud of them, that you are working hard, that you are progressing. And yet that's not all. Because I know that you really want to push yourself. You want to improve. You want to stay in it. You want to work out hard. And you want to advance. And because of that, your sore muscles will also trigger a deep pleasure. That's right. And it's not like an obvious pleasure. It's more like a deep pleasure, a deep satisfaction that's just there, just in the back of your mind whenever you have sore muscles. Because you know that your sore muscles will trigger this pleasure, will trigger this deep sense of satisfaction. And these positive emotions, the pleasure, the arousal you feel, the deep satisfaction you feel when you have sore muscles, will condition you to enjoy them even more. And that will make it easier to get up the next day and work out again. And the next time, and the next time. That's right. The soreness of your muscles will create this constant flow of sexual pleasure, of arousal, filling your body, and at the same time create this deep sense of satisfaction in your mind. And you might not always be aware of the pleasure, and you might not always be aware of the satisfaction, and yet it will always be there, and it will slowly condition you, change you, give you more desire to work out next time, and the next. It will give you the motivation to stay with it, to push yourself hard every single day. That's right. And that's what you want, isn't it? To stay in it, to stay motivated, to become even more motivated, to work out hard, to push yourself time and again, to become better and better. And that's what you're going to experience. Because every time you have sore muscles, you will feel the subtle flow of pleasure and arousal filling your body, and you will feel the deep satisfaction and the pride filling your mind, keeping you motivated. As a matter of fact, they are going to boost your motivation every single time you feel them. That's right. And of course, these triggers work like all other hypnotic triggers. The more you practice them, the more you feel it, the more intense they will become, which means that the deeper you get into it, the more effective the conditioning will become, and the more you will want to work out, the more you will want to push yourself, the more you will desire to push yourself till you feel your sore muscles again, because you know that your sore muscles are a badge of pride, and that's pride you have well earned, you have well deserved. And you will have the sore muscles to prove it, that you deserved it, that you earned it, that you pushed yourself hard, and that you achieved something. That's right. And right now, while I got you in this wonderful trance, right now, while you're so deep and relaxed, right now, I want you to focus on your motivation to work out. And maybe you want to lose weight, or maybe you want to get more definition, or maybe you just want to bulk up, or maybe you want more muscles. Whatever it is, you have your motivation to work out, and I want you to focus on it. Focus on your goal. And as you focus on your goal, feel how much you desire to achieve it, because this desire will make all the suggestions I just gave to you and all the triggers I just installed into your mind even stronger. That's right. All these triggers are powered by your desire to succeed, and your subconscious mind knows how much you want to succeed, and that's why your subconscious mind is going to accept all of my suggestions very deeply. And because it accepts all of my suggestions so deeply, you're going to experience those triggers very vividly and very intensely, and over time, slowly, they are going to change you. Change how you think about your workout, because every time you feel your sore muscles, your motivation to keep working out will grow just a tiny little bit more. That's right. Every time you're proud of your success, you will become a little bit more motivated to keep working on yourself, to keep improving, to become better. And now those triggers are deeply installed in your mind, ready to help you and to keep you motivated, and ready to make you feel really good about yourself every time you feel your sore muscles, ready to make you feel really proud, because you know you earned the right to be proud. You have the burning and aching muscles to prove it, and you deserve to feel proud for your success. That's right. And now it's time to wake you back up again. Wake you back up so you can experience these triggers working in your mind and slowly giving you the motivation to keep on going and to work out even harder. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back, 2, more and more awake, 3, more and more alert, 4, waking up with every number, 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware, 6, your muscles build up tension again, 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.